This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. Northrop Grumman has expressed its displeasure with the U.S. Department of Defense's aerial tanker competition by announcing it will not place a bid. As predicted in October, longtime director David Passahow resigned from the board of the Experimental Aircraft Association over the Thanksgiving holiday. The days of allowing wealthy space tourists to ride along on Soyuz crew rotation flights to the International Space Station are apparently at an end. The U.S. Airline Pilots Association is calling on the U.S. Department of Justice to fully investigate the antitrust implications of a proposed slot swap between U.S. Airways and Delta Airlines at New York's LaGuardia and Washington's Reagan National Airports. An Air France A380 on one of its first transatlantic flights from New York to Paris, was forced to return to Kennedy Airport about 90 minutes after takeoff last Friday due to an undisclosed technical issue. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin to operators of Hawker Beechcraft Model 60 Series Twins after one of the planes crashed with one flap fully retracted and the other fully extended. The Boeing EA-18G Growler, an airborne electronic attack craft, has been approved by the U.S. Department of Defense to advance into full-rate production of about 20 aircraft per year. The leasing agent for Northwest Florida Beaches International says that when the airport opens in May, its status as one of the greenest airports in the country will help recruit tenants. And a small GA airport in Massachusetts didn't have the budget for a new precision approach path indicator, so it funded the project by taking up a collection among local pilots. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, consultant Brian Foley explains why the charter jet industry is being held back by the lack of a strong national brand. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.